Welcome back to
What the fuck was that? Okay, restart. That's horrible.
I'm sorry.
I will do what I want to.
Fuck it. Okay, let's restart.
Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. My name is Sunidhi.
I'm Tanvi.
And I'm Monica.
And today, we'll be talking about something really bizarre and completely out of our usual scope of discussion, which really shouldn't surprise you at this point. Indian soap operas. How much do you want to bet you weren't thinking I was going to talk about that? Well, you knew we titled the episodes accordingly, yeah. But how surprised were you? Let us know. We have an IG page that Sunidhi will plug now.
Fun. Dude is water wet.
Mm-hmm. And also, just real quick, I'm going to add a trigger warning here for domestic abuse and just the patriarchy being horrible and Indians perpetuating that because we love to subjugate our housewives. Woohoo! Such great principles. So I'm just going to add that also a lot of religious sentiments are going to be spoken about at length because, but overall it's a pretty chill episode. We will touch on these issues. So just be warned. Okay. So the thing is, we all know how iconic Indian soap operas specifically are, right? From Rasode Mein Kaun Tha to Simar Makhi Ban Gayi, we've all seen the memes. Right? They're very, very popular.
Yeah.
And also, another thing, we'll specifically be talking, when I say Indian soap operas, we'll specifically be talking about those in Hindi because neither one of us can understand any other Indian language. And I know there's a very broad and popular, there are very popular shows in Tamil and Telugu and Malayalam. We just don't understand any of them, and so I will not be speaking about them at length.
Because the national language of India is not Hindi.
We have multiple national languages. Hindi is not the only one.
I think Tamil movies are much more interesting. Like, they should have, like, gunfights with bananas. I've genuinely seen one.
I need that. Please, please send this to me. Thank you.
It's great.
That is beautiful. It's everything that I would like to see in a video. Like, you take out a banana off your gun holster and just go, like, and you shoot someone. That's... It's just great content.
And then he uses it as like a boomerang.
That and just the blatant disregard for physics. I think we've all seen that clip of like this woman slaps another woman and she like twirls around and sort of wraps a curtain around her neck.
Oh yeah, and then she like...
Which, what the
heck? Yeah, and then she's like choking on the curtain.
Oh, and she, while holding it.
And there was one more, right? Where she like...
Because otherwise how will
she
choke?
Yeah, exactly. There was like one more. There was one where she was like tripping or something and then she fell into a suitcase and the suitcase closed.
Yes. And there's this other one where somebody's falling from a balcony and this guy like dives to save her and he's clearly too far away. Somehow he reaches... Ah, it's brilliant, man.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
And then, of course, there are multiple shows where like women turn into snakes, also known as nagins, because fuck logic.
God,
and just a lot of supernatural elements coming into shows where you wouldn't think there would be supernatural elements. In any case, we stand.
Yeah, actually.
Right? You do you. The funny thing is, shows, Indian soap operas haven't always been like this. They actually started out really, really decent. So back in 1984, there's only really one channel on TV called Doordarshan, right? That was the only channel that, like, our parents grew up with, for example. And then in the 90s...
I think...
Yeah, go on.
I think everyone's probably seen that once at an MD scene where they were singing the intro for Doordarshan.
He was like, shut up, Sunidhi. You haven't watched ZNMD. We were talking about that the other day. And you're like, I don't really remember it.
See, I don't remember specific things. I just know that there was like an intro thing to that. And I remember that being a thing.
When they're at the bar and Hrithik Roshan's like, oh, remember, meko abhi wo wali feeling aati, aa rahi hai, jo Sunday raat ko aati thi, when Doordarshan would play a movie at night. And then he like hummed the intro song.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then it became a whole concert as it should. And Sunidhi, Stone Cold Atrocity. You're supposed to watch ZNMD 50 times.
Are the two movies everybody who understands Hindi should watch because they're brilliant films, and Sunidhi hasn't watched them. And I tried to get her to watch
them. I have watched them. I just don't remember.
I to watch Dil Chahta, and she just said no. So we watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine instead. It was fun. It's chill. Anika is feeling major FOMO, as she should.
Yes.
Okay, no, we didn't meet for 1 year because everyone was busy. The day I have exams, you have a sleepover. What am I supposed to do about this?
I don't know.
Sit out your exams, obviously. You're already on the dean's list. You don't need to do much else. Okay.
Just fail. Fail for this friendship.
Honestly, can you not do that much for us? Have we not earned that spot in your life yet?
No.
Yeah. So initially, so the first Indian TV show that was purely meant for entertainment was the show called Hum Log, which followed the trials and tribulations of a middle-class family. It ran for about 5 years, I want to say. It was very popular. And it was very decent. Like, it was, you know, it was just a family living their life. Obviously, slightly dramatized, because otherwise, why the fuck would you have a TV show? But very simple and very normal, well-written characters and all that. Then, and similar shows sort of followed throughout the 80s. And for most of the 90s, you had shows like Tara, which was basically which was the first show that really had a single protagonist, like a singular protagonist. She was a young, modern, and I say this in quotes, woman living her life in a relatively big city and thriving. She was smart and funny, all those things, and kind of quirky, all those things, right? Just your normal Indian girl living in a relatively cosmopolitan city. And that was what that was about. Then there came shows like 4G, which sort of tried to instigate a sense of patriotism amongst the masses, because that was the height of communal tensions with regards to Kashmir. Right? Mm-hmm. The Kashmir situation was at its worst. Now that it's gotten much better, but still... So you know, you've had a lot more patriotic elements being added to TV shows, but they were still very grounded in reality. 4G, interestingly enough, was the introduction of Shah Rukh Khan to the masses. That was the show that launched him. Before he became like the biggest. Before he became like the biggest Indian celebrity ever, barring Amitabh Bachchan. Anyways, and then. So, also the 90s were the first, was when the privatization of the television space happened. So, then you had independent channels that weren't owned by the government, because, fun fact, Doordarshan was actually owned by the Indian, is still owned by the Indian government. So, there are certain things you can't really talk about, right? Especially if they didn't paint the country.
Anything against them, especially.
And the propaganda, whatever agenda and propaganda they wished to propagate at the time. Although there wasn't as much control over their image back then, because Congress was our... Okay, let's not get into the political intricacies of India in the 90s. But Congress was pretty much the only option back then, because BJP didn't really have a foothold. And Congress was the only national party, so they didn't really have to try hard because there was no opposition. We were essentially a democracy with a one-party system. That's all I'm going to say about that. And then came the 2000s, and that's when all the shows with K started, from Kasauti Zindagi Ki to Kabhi Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi.
It's Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi, not Kabhi Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi.
I apologize. Clearly, Anika loves her TV shows.
Yes.
Notice how I'm calling her Anika this episode, not Handa. I'm pissed at her for skipping out on the sleepover. Yes, I'll be bitchy about that all episode. You're welcome, guys.
Ma'am, you think you're pissed? Think how pissed I am. We waited for a year. We couldn't wait 3 days. No, no, we had to have the sleepover the day I had an exam. Don't even try. No. You don't get to be pissed right now. You don't get to be pissed right now. This is gonna become a soap opera episode because I am pissed, okay? I will literally go the 9 yards, yes. I am gonna be the villainous mother-in-law here, okay? Like,
of course.
You do not test me.
Of course.
I have a feeling I'll be Bahu, you know?
You're like the... I mean, no, I don't think you're victimizing enough. You need to be very like, oh no,
docile.
I'm a victim, but I will still do everything.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, I talked about how 80s and 90s saw a sense of patriotism and nationalism trying to be reawoken amongst its viewers, right? And the Kargil War was also obviously a factor here. But for the most part, the show still focused on family dramas where they dealt with daily problems from the middle class and their struggles.
Okay, quote unquote daily problems. Because they have a problem every single fucking day of some sort, and it always confuses me. And they're so heavy attire.
No, but this was the 90s. So 80s and 90s were still fine, they were normal. When the 2000s came, that's when the over-dramatization started. So, there's this lady...
Literally everything in the media.
I swear. There's this lady called Ekta Kapoor, who most of us know because of her beef...
We all know.
Who most of us know because of her...
T-series and...
Yeah. Because of her beef with feuds. And so, she has this production company called Balaji Productions. And they basically started running Indian television in the early 2000s.
I think the one notable thing about like the 2000s Indian soap operas would have to be the fact that they went on for like 8 generations. Each season would be a different generation. So you'd start with a nice love story, but then you skip like 2 years ahead and it's like, oh, that great grandkids are now living in a weird civilization. Like,
so,
oh no.
The longest running Hindi language soap opera produced in India has been running since 2008.
Oh, Balika Vadhu, I don't know.
No, it's not Balika Vadhu. Oh, take a guess.
Pavitra Rishta.
Nahi.
What?
Nahi.
I
actually don't know.
Sunidhi.
Okay, I'm
can
just...
The
one with Gopi Bahu or something. I don't know what it's called.
No. But
I
that's
actually
a
went
guess.
And looked through Tata Sky for this.
That's a decent guess.
Saath Nibhana something.
No, it's not Saath Nibhana Saathia, although that's the one that Gopi Bahu is in. It's Ye Rishta Kya Kehlata Hai.
I was thinking that one.
Yeah.
I was thinking Ye Rishta. I was like, what was it called? I was like, Ye Rishta.
I know the guy.
Because my
the
grandmother watches
eyes.
It.
Ye Rishta Kya Kehlata has been running for over 3,300 episodes, you guys. And now it's about the original couple's children. Children, because now those actors are too big to stay on the show, so they like left. So it is now about their children and their children's children.
My grandmother watches it, so that's how I know.
That's also why I know about TV shows, is because my nanny, basically my mom's mom, she has been an avid watcher and an avid consumer of Indian soap operas since the 90s. Maybe even since the 80s, since they started. So, Nani's a fucking G at this shit, okay? She knows everything there is.
Oh my god.
These shows. Also, for those of us whose, like, grandparents watch this, they have loyalties to certain channels. And they will not deviate from those channels.
Oh my god, the coolest thing is, right? So, like, a few weeks back, my dad's side grandparents had come over to stay. And so my grandmother, she like has like her, like the certain episodes air on certain timings, right? And so she like, I watched as like, she just needed like the, like understand like which remote does what and all that. And that's all, right? She like immediately she inputs it at exactly the time that the first episode was going to be, like the first show. Then immediately like when there was like the last break was there, she was like, after this, like she just switches to the next one. Then she comes back to the previous one, finishes it up, and then goes to the next one again. Like, it's just so interesting. Like, so skilled. Like, it's just like a routine. And I'm just so fascinated by it. They're just so dedicated. And I just think it's so cool. I don't know why. It's,
I know what you're talking about. Because last time I went to my nanny's place, right? The finale of a show she's been watching for 8 years was airing that night. And she straight up like left everybody who was in the living room, and she went to her room to watch the episode. And I was like, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I have done that before, and I respect the dedication. And like the rerun would have come literally the next
a lot.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like
8 years is like 1/3 of your life right now. So you know she spent a lot of time on that. We get the
8 years anxiety for the last episode. No, wait. Anika, just do the math again, please.
I am rounding off. It's 2.5. Okay, 2.5 times, like, you know, 1/2.5. I'm not writing that down.
We're not 20 years old.
Just chill. Do you want your entire age to be like publicized to everyone? I know it's 2.5, Sandi.
I'm not talking about this. Sunidhi, please cut this part off.
And now
why
people know
you nitpick so much? Why do you nitpick so much?
Like, I don't know. I had to. Okay, I contemplated, and then before I knew it, I was just spewing.
No, exactly. When she said that, I was like, "Oh, Tanvi's gonna pick at this." I knew it immediately. I just hoped you wouldn't, and you did. My God, whatever.
I just make the worst decisions. Okay, until the 90s. The shows were mainly made for the consumption of Hindi-speaking masses, right? And the viewership began to set the trend amongst Indian households that only portrayed the ordinary homes as those of North Indian households. The way television showcased the difficult daily lives of the ordinary citizen was also by the negation of multiple factors, such as communal tensions and caste problems. They just weren't talked about. It was pretty fluffy for the most part. Like the deepest they would delve into anything was monetary issues, but they wouldn't really talk about the societal ills that a lot of North Indian families both propagated and were subjected to, because again they had to keep things light and breezy. And then in 1991, Narasimha Rao, who was prime minister at the time, foreign policy reformation opened up the Indian market to foreign investment, which meant that Indian shows began to get a more global perspective, right? Your protagonists would get more westernized, because that was how the middle class was changing and evolving. And for once, Indian television was actually very perceptive towards that. And the trends were paralleled in on-screen families as well. That being said, they still didn't talk about very many hush-hush matters. Not a lot of women in these shows worked, unless that's what a major part of the show was about. Like, if there was a working woman at the helm of the show, that would be a major problem. Because, hai toba, ladki kaise kaam karegi?
Yeah.
Obviously, there were certain exceptions to this, like the show called Hasrate, which showed a woman leaving her husband for her married boss, which delved into things such as how unappreciated Indian women tend to feel in the household, and their husband's apathy towards that. And Shanti, where a woman journalist had dug up some harrowing information about two Bollywood professionals. These were both surprisingly popular shows and led a wave of slightly more progressive TV shows that had flawed but lovable female characters as their
protagonists. But like the basic trope still remains what it always was. It's like there's a female who's like decently educated but not as much as the male protagonist, of course. And they get arranged, like they have an arranged marriage for some reason, like some reason somewhere, some family connection, some old childhood promises. And the husband hates the wife, but the wife is ready to like give it all. So she's just like this person taking all the abuse, just like Handa. Being, yeah.
Yeah, Handa, that was primarily in the 2000s wala shows. 80s
yeah,
and 90s
I did
were
say
pretty 2000s. With that shit.
I did say
no, I'm talking about the 90s, right? Oh, okay, fine, jeez.
Yeah, I did mention 2000, yeah.
I
am calm, you're the one who's like, yeah.
No, it's not that. It's Tanvi's connection's a bit choppy. That's
that's because, like, all of a sudden, Anika just started shouting at me. And I was like, ooh, calm down, woman. That's my job. So, Hasrate and Shanti again, but they were particularly progressive for the time. That wasn't what all shows were like. That being said, all your protagonists pretty much tended to be Hindus. And faith, while not being a huge part of the shows at this time, was still like sort of a characteristic of these characters. They would go to the temple every now and then. But this was all to change in the 2000s when everything went to shit. Women no longer worked. Wives and husbands were just straight up fucking abusive. Like, just straight up abusive. The women who were supposed to be the protagonists were docile and were like, I will just be patient and love everybody till they stop being complete pieces of shit to me and treat me with basic human decency. And that's when you know that they're in love with me. And I was like, this is what we're teaching women to expect from marriage. Yeah.
And the worst part is that, like, a lot of women, like you see a lot of shows that are very exaggerated, like in general media. And that's mainly because the audience will kind of put themselves there and be like, okay, my life is like this. And especially with these shows, you have a lot of these, like, there's no other better way to put this, but these, like, housewives, essentially, who don't really have much going on at home. A lot of the time, that's the main, like, demographic of, like, these women who are staying mostly at home, who watch these shows, and they're, like, kind of fantasizing, like, really enjoying seeing their lives like this and putting themselves there, and they think like, oh yeah, this is the case, like, why doesn't my husband do this? And it's like the bare fucking minimum. And
no,
it's really
here's
disturbing.
The thing. I understand where you're coming from, but the problem with these shows is that the fantasy that they are sort of propelling is one where the woman is literally abused physically, emotionally. The kind of emotional labor that these women have to do is fucking insane. And I understand that a lot of Indian, like, okay, in real life, 75% of Indian women have faced domestic abuse by the hands of their spouses at some point. And that's just reported. The unreported numbers are probably even higher, right? And let's not even talk about, like, how poorly husbands tend to treat their wives. And, you know, let's not go there. Let's go there. Just in general, how...
Not just, like, husbands. You have to understand how villainized the mother-in-laws are in every
that
show's
is true.
Damn.
Yeah, that too.
That is true. That's what I was sort of going to come to, right? Where in the 90s, you had this wave of, you know, people sort of moving towards globalization and having women characters be more liberated and have more agency over their own lives. Many of them even worked and were thriving professionally while also, like, doing great personally. So there's this thing of you can actually have it all so long as you cater that to your needs and your abilities. The 2000s almost completely backpedaled on this shit. They're like, remember when we told you you could work and be your own person? Yeah, we were just kidding. Stay at home. And again, this is not a shit on housewives. My mom's one. Like, I think it's one of the toughest jobs in the world. You're never not doing work. Yeah. You're never not on the clock. It's a very tough job to have. There's very little appreciation. There's no monetary incentive to do anything. So it's a very difficult job. I'm not trying to shit on housewives at all. But my problem is, when that is sort of the only option you're ever given... When that's the only fucking option you're ever given, that's when the issue starts.
Yeah.
And as Sunidhi said, this is supposed to be aspirational for most women, right? The women who watch these shows are supposed to aspire to be like these women in these horrible situations who are just essentially acting as doormats, but they let things happen to them. It's very like classic era Disney, where, you know, Cinderella would just like let the plot happen to her.
I think the epitome of this will be the whole Gopi Bahu and
Kokilabhen
show. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. They were just straight up fucking abusive towards her. Like, no, there was no code here. Her husband slapped her and she was like, oh, main kya karu? Aise hi hota hai.
Like, damn, slap back, man. You can go to the police, but no, I have to keep my family.
Fucking leave his ass. Drop his ass. Move out with Kokilabhen. Both of you can shout at Rashi for
Kokilabhen. Kokila was part of the problem. What are you talking about?
But Kokila, yeah, move out with Rashi Ben. Sorry, I got confused between Rashi and Kokila. Move out with Rashi Ben.
Yes.
You all can start your own business and like live together and like do shit.
No, Tanvi, I think there's an issue there also because Rashi Ben was also bad to her. There's not one person on that show who was actually nice to her. So just move out alone, sweetheart. You'll get something, I'm sure.
Is Anika saying something? I can't hear her.
No, I can't hear anything.
No, it's just, for
Hello.
Me, at least you're cutting out so much. So it's kind of hard to keep up.
Yep, no, my internet.
Like, occasionally, like, it's fine. But then other times, it's just, you're cutting out.
Yeah.
Wait, Anika, wait. How is your connection, like, for her? Like, is she fine to you? Or is she also choppy?
Okay.
No, I can't hear anything she's saying. But her, this thing is green.
It
her circle's green.
Yeah, even
which
I can't hear.
Which means that
anything,
she
Anika.
Probably is talking,
Hello,
but we can't hear
sitting
her.
Alone. There's
issues. For me as well.
Am I any better now?
And I
or am I still choppy?
Hello.
What is happening?
Okay, Hello. Oh Anika. My god. I'm sorry. I don't know. There's something wrong with Discord on my end.
Okay. Yeah. So, as we were talking about before the interruptions, because internet sucks. Gio, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Mr. Ambani, if you listen to this by any chance, you cannot give Tanvi any money. You can just give me like a few million dollars. I'll be fine with that. Thank you. Thank
it won't
you.
Scratch
Continue.
Anything for him. It will not scratch anything for him if he gives just a few millions. So just
exactly.
Do it,
so it's just loose change. Yeah, just like Sunidhi and I are waiting. Tanvi clearly doesn't want any. So we'll just use it. Yeah.
Dude, his son literally ran over people on the pavement. And got away
oh,
with
God.
It.
What?
Yeah.
What?
His son son crashed like a Porsche or something into people who were sleeping on the pavement and got away with it because they just he did exactly what Salman Khan did. Where they just blamed it on the driver.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
In conclusion, eat the rich. Speaking of eat the rich, great segue. I'm going to now talk about how remember in Well, I was talking about shows in the 80s and 90s. I kept bringing up the fact that they tend to focus on people who are middle class.
Hmm.
Not in the 2000s.
Yay.
Now, it was all about rich people, for the most part. Obviously, there were exceptions, like the show that launched the late Sushant Singh Rajput was actually about people who were lower middle class. And sort of focused on their trials and tribulations. But for the most part, shows tend to be about extremely entitled, overprivileged assholes who basically just live on their parents' money. They're very, very orthodox, extremely anal parents.
It's like the really rich, like, joint families.
Yeah, basically. So, the show's now tended to focus on problems faced by the elite, rich and famous. And,
which is very mundane.
And went from being relatable
I'm
to being
sorry. It's just like, all these problems that they have, it's just like, how could you, like, do that chore like this? It's basically that. Like, how could you cook this that
yeah.
way and stuff like that?
Also, they have that much that. Money and they still make their bahus do everything. I'm like, if
yeah.
you have that much money,
I swear,
you could
these
hire
ladies,
people.
These ladies are wearing designer clothes with like gold jewelry. And I'm not
it's
talking
always...
about a random necklace, like a whole, like there is a necklace, there's a set of bangles, you have everything. You are
they
like,
sleep with
gold.
Jewelry
yeah.
on. Forget
you
makeup,
sleep
they sleep
gold,
with
yeah.
jewelry on. It is insane. Just what, dude? Okay.
It's so much.
Yeah, so... They had big houses, fancy cars, and fancy clothing to attract the masses. And India definitely took a steep downhill route from how realistic and down-to-earth most portrayals in the 80s and 90s would be. It became extremely regressive, where the shows went from depicting women in the workplace to devoted housewives and rich joint families dealing with a lot of domestic drama. Another point I would like to bring up is the fact that now the vamps were almost always women. They were either the super ultra conservative and orthodox and extremely overbearing mother-in-law or the conniving, bitchy, sort of modern woman that was around the protagonist's age. And yeah, so that's basically what the shows became about, right?
Wait, and I almost have a really important question.
Go for it.
Was Shaktiman like a Hindi soap opera?
No, that was a superhero show. It had a different target demographic. So when we talk about soap operas,
okay, what characterizes a soap opera?
Yeah, when we're talking about soap operas, the primary demographic is going to be women from their 20s to their 60s. So it's a pretty large age range, even though that's not their primary TG anymore, right? Their demographic has shifted from women of essentially all ages to basically our grandparents' generation. I don't know any of my friends whose moms watch these shows. My mom doesn't.
My mom watches as jokes, honestly. I think occasionally, whenever it comes along, she's like, wait, hold on, look at this bullshit. That's why she watches sometimes.
My mom watches really shitty content, like super over dramatized content, but on Netflix. So they swear, so they're modern. Like that's the they swear and they smoke cigarettes, so it's progressive. Like that's honestly the only change. Otherwise, it's all similar drama. And she likes to think that it's much better written than what my nanny watches, which is
Are you gonna touch on the trope where the female protagonist then falls into a coma and everyone realizes her worth?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my god, yes!
Obviously. Wait. So there's this show that I can't remember the name of.
Of course, yes.
That my nanny used to watch on Sony, where the protagonist was a teacher and
I know.
Her husband had like seven brothers. It was like Satte Pe Satta, but in television form. And basically, she got a brain tumor and she couldn't do the household work anymore. And that's when they realized how much work she did. Her name was Toasty. Her name was Toasty when her mom was pregnant with her, she ate a lot of toast.
Yeah.
That was the...
Okay. I remember this show. Logic. I remember the lady in it. She's very pretty.
The only soap opera that I would actually watch, what was it called? Fuck, I forgot the name of it. Bade Achhe Lagte Hain. Like, I think that's what it's called.
Oh my god, like, yeah, that was around the same time as this show.
Yeah, because I loved watching it.
I think she fell into a coma. The female protagonist there fell into a coma.
The reason why I liked it so much is because like they reminded my parents so much. Like the main woman, like she looked a lot like my mom, and the guy as well, like he looked a lot like my dad too, and they acted kind of similar. So I'd just be like, that's you. And it'd be like in a problematic scene and my parents would question so much.
Also, Tanvi, I just googled the show name, the toasty one. It's called Saas Bina Sasural.
That sounds familiar, but I'm
It is the one.
And also, they win a lottery in that show. Like, I've seen three episodes, and random shit just happens. In one episode, they win the lottery for like 5 crore rupees, and their life dramatically changes, and everybody becomes an asshole. In one episode, the woman, Toasty, I think her name was, falls into a coma, and no, not even falls into a coma, gets a brain tumor, and everybody realizes her worth because they're like, who'll pay the electricity bill? Oh my god, khana kon banayega?
We love Sabji that, we jayega,
like all of that, you know. And then, and then in one episode, it's just like she's like just chilling, and she's just chilling. I don't remember the third one, but I think I've watched like 3 episodes of that show, and Chef's Kiss, great writing, 10 out of 10 would recommend, you should watch it.
If we're just talking about Hindi shows, can we talk about how big of an impact CID had on our lives in first grade? The OG true crime show, there was nothing better than that.
Daya Darwaza Todo is
Dr. Salukate tasting the drugs. Dr. Salukate tasting the drugs.
Yeah, like Abhijit and the forensic science lady had.
Was Abhijit and Tarika.
Yeah. Like, Tarika, they had such a. I swear. Like, 7 year old me was like hiding behind the pillow, like, oh damn, don't need to see this. So scandalous.
No,
you know what was it? What was a bit of a fever dream show? Okay, we're deviating for a bit now. But like, I watched this one called Anamika. I don't know if you guys watched that one too. It was the one about this like ghost lady, basically. Like she's like a spirit That was such a good show. Like, my parents and I, we, like, downloaded episodes to watch, like, when we were, like, traveling and stuff. Like, it was a good show. Genuinely.
I don't think I've seen it, but nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yes, continue.
Yeah, so basically, to sum it up, Indian women, they were basically not so subtly instructed to become the Adarsh Nari, which basically means be docile, listen to what everybody says, be obedient, don't have your own opinions, accept whatever people do to you, because that's your lot in life. Haha, khane ko mil raha hai, chup rahe, saali kaam kar. That's basically what they were.
Oh my god.
No, but that's literally what it was.
Yeah.
And there's also not so subtle Hindu propaganda. I say this as somebody who comes from a Hindu family, so fucking come at me, bitch. You wanna fight me? Fight me.
Let's go, Tanya. I'll take any opportunity to fight you. Let's go.
You're like, how
where
you
do
say
I?
This?
Where? How? Yeah, like, I agree with you, but like, punch, punch, slap, slap, kick, kick.
Dishoom, dishoom.
Dishoom. Yes, dishoom, dishoom. This episode.
Yes. No.
And Tanvi, as our docile friend, will take it all. Like, a nice, you know.
That's exactly how anybody who meets me would describe me. Docile. That's the word.
Exactly.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. But
do you think Indian soap operas would have hired Salvatore if he was a female?
Oh, absolutely. Goodness, definitely. Goodness. He's a bottom and absolutely 100%. That's what they wanted all their female protagonists.
Wait, okay, wait, can we back
like
up? Did you call Salvatore a bottom?
Yes.
You two could not spot a single top, even if it was miles close to you. Both of you are so bad with
I'm
the top
sorry,
and bottom
are you
shit,
saying
right?
that Salvatore
Let's
was
not
a
even
top?
Go for it. More than you two will ever be, yes.
So, Nidhi,
listen,
that's
I'm
your opinion.
A dying virgin. That is where I am at right now. Okay.
Fair.
Exciting.
Brilliant.
Salvatore was not a bottom.
That's your opinion.
Agree to disagree, bitch.
You two are so shit. It's gonna disagree. Make me angry again because it's just both of you fucking annoying. Anyways, let's go on.
Yeah. So basically, the family would be run by clueless women who are solely guided by God and are capable of only holding the family together through tears and prayers.
Yeah.
Oh,
I call right. tears tears. Yeah, that's where we're at right now. That's where my brain is.
I'm
so
sure some
and...
of them had like a torn brain or like a torn leg muscle and they still
so,
did
no, what I, when I said tears and prayers, I meant like the Sasuma ripping the Bahu's like
oh
my god, how could
oh,
you
I just presumed I just presumed one of them like tore their arm off but still did the dishes and still made the dinner.
I was talking about the sari, but okay.
It's fine.
So
we're going
behind. No, and then, you know, that's sort of what these shows became about. And the problem is that primary demographic went from being people who were similar of a similar age as these protagonists to, like, just the Sasuma character.
Mm-hmm.
So they started, like, taking a lot of sadistic pleasure in people who essentially were supposed to essay the same role as them, essentially abusing the poor daughter-in-law.
I get so annoyed whenever the drama would happen, then like kids are involved in between, it's like custody and stuff, and I'm like, that's fucking dumb. Over like the dumbest reasoning, you're like trying to like split up. Like, this is so sad.
And another thing was, if there was ever a woman of a certain age who was unmarried, she was always the vamp. Like, there was never, you know, she'd be sort of Western, like she'd drink or she'd talk freely and have opinions and have some semblance of agency over her own life. And then she'd be like cast as the exact foil of our great protagonist who's an Indian and Apranari and all that. Right.
Oh, no. And the sad female with, you know, agency over her own actions and ideals will be shown as the one who is luring the husband away from the
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Housewife.
She'll always be like a man stealer, but she'll be like
she's
be
like
smart.
A businesswoman.
Yeah, she'll have her own like business. She'll be smart, but she'll be cunning also. She'll be able to speak in English, but like and well, but like in a weird accent.
You know what's funny
like,
to
oh
me
God.
Is like We're talking about, like, all these scenes, and, like, I see them in my head, I just don't know which show it's from. I just
because
I they're
just seen this in my head. Because that's almost every show. Like, you were it's talking about, we've not, which was the show you were talking about, which you watched growing up? With Bade Achhe Lagta Hai, right? In that, the protagonist's sister, right, was, like, this model, and she was pretty, and she took pride in it. Like, that was her thing. She was like, I'm good looking. I'm going to coast on my looks for the rest of my life. And then she gets married to somebody who's, like, really poor. Or, like, not really, not even really poor, who's, like, middle class. And then it was like, oh, my God, look at her. She's vain. So now she has to get married to a poor dude. Who, by the way, isn't even poor. He had, like, a Maruti Suzuki. Like, that was the problem in their life. They're like, this dude
well, like, the
drives
guy,
them
like,
up.
He ends up, like, cheating on her or something. On, like, some similar woman.
Like,
it's bizarre.
So I think we also just getting, like, scenes. Because none of us have, like, except maybe one or two shows. We've not really seen anything except when we've gone to some relative's house. And it's just playing in the background. And you look at it for, like, a good 5 minutes. Go, what am I watching? And just walk out.
Exactly, literally. It's oddly mesmerizing too. Like when my grandmother come over, like we were all like the episode whatever was like playing on the background, and while we were having dinner at the dinner table, right? I genuinely didn't want to watch. Like it was like I just saw everyone captivated watching, just confused, even my brother. And I was like, you know what, fuck it. And I turned around and looked, and I just could not stop watching.
And the weird thing was like how normalized physical abuse against women was in these shows. Like, the sass of the husband would just straight up slap the daughter-in-law or wife, respectively. And it'd be fine.
I've seen the mother-in-law do that, but not the husband thing. Like, I don't know.
No, I have
seen one husband do that.
Yeah,
I've seen one show I saw.
And it was not a problem.
But mostly it's been, like, the mother-in-law.
Yeah, it was not a problem. It was not like, oh my god, how could she? It was like, oh yeah, I overstepped my boundaries by, like, telling them to treat me like a human. Or, like, even in some
the girl
semblance
literally would,
of
like,
a
end
human.
Up apologizing.
Yeah, and I'd be like, dude, she slapped you. It should have been a, how could she slap me, sir, wala moment. Instead of a, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I raised my head while talking to you. I deserve to get slapped. I was like,
yeah. Yeah, basically, they end up apologizing later.
Oh
I was
my
like,
God.
What is going on here? Why? For what joy? And then there's the show where this chick just turns into a mosquito.
No, it's not a mosquito. It's a housefly. Please,
it's a,
get your facts right.
Sorry.
Get your facts right.
Turns into a housefly. Even worse. Shorter lifespan. But whatever. Like, she turns into a fucking housefly, which I don't know.
No, Tanvi. No. If you're trying to say that she turned into a mosquito who, like, sucks people's blood and, like, ruins their lives, gives them, like, diseases, then you're wrong. It was a fly. Flies don't bite anyone. They're just dirty.
They're just annoying. And,
yeah, and they go, like, bzzz all the time.
I mean, Indian media is just so fucked up because, like, we had a movie named Makki. Like,
oh my god, that door.
Like,
I just about to talk
once,
about that,
That one specific scene where he takes a needle to someone's eye.
No, but at least in that movie, like, that dude was reincarnated as a monkey, right? Still fuck all. Still a fuck all plot idea. But I get it. Like, I'm like, chalo, theek hai, kuch to sense hai isme. This chick just, like, there's some voodoo black magic shit that happens and she turns into a monkey. And I'm like, I didn't even watch CGI every time.
Like,
fucking
green
watch.
Cloud
like,
around her.
I can't
some
imagine.
Sparkles or something.
No, Sunidhi, imagine investing like 7 years of your life into a show, right? You're attached to the characters for some fuck all reason. I don't know. Like, fucking Stockholm Syndrome at this point, right? They just hold you hostage and so much of your. It's like buyer's remorse. Right? Because you've invested so much time into this and you're like, I can't leave now. And then the protagonist turns into a makhi.
Yeah. What? Well, I have a question, and this might be a really dumb question, but like, is Tarak Mehta technically a...
No. That's what I was gonna say. Tarak
Mehta
is a sitcom.
That's more of a family comedy.
Yeah, it's a sitcom. It's supposed to be comedic. The characters being exaggerated in that sense makes sense, right? Because it's for comedic purposes. It's not supposed to reflect actual people in their real life. Although
this
it's way more realistic. Yeah. Go on.
This might be a bit of a hot take, but that show Chidiyaghar was so much better than this. Tarak
Mehta. Oh my god, so yeah, you had like this guy named Bagha.
I don't know.
I just remember Bagha, who used to make a weird sound after every sentence.
There's this show that my mom used to watch when I was younger. That was Sass Bahu or Baby, and that was like a comedic show. And it was really nice.
I think so, I've heard of it.
Yeah, it was very decent. It was very like normal characters. And it was actually the only show I can remember where they had a disabled character. So somebody with...
Oh, okay.
Who was differently able.
With the butt of jokes?
No, no. And she was like the protagonist, and she was very loved. And she was like a great person. She just needed a prosthetic leg. Like, and that was just like, oh, she has to... You know, her life is more difficult because of it, but she isn't a better or worse person. Like, she was still everybody's favorite character. She was very beloved. She was treated with a lot of respect. She just needed a prosthetic. Like, that was all.
Yeah.
Which I thought was good. But then again, that wasn't a soap opera. That was a comedy. Like, that was like that was a sweet, you know. Yeah, that was a sweet sitcom. Not really sitcom because it wasn't like slapstick humor. They didn't have a laugh track.
Yeah.
It was more like, it was a very decent, like, family show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, they're not that off. Like, in terms of, like, comedy, it's like, it's most of the time pointless comedy and it goes on for so long, but it's not as bad. The soap operas are fucked, man. They're all just fucked. Before they were good, now it's just, like, they're all so trash. I think, like, after probably, like, 2000, like, midway
through. I don't know why death is such a big part. Like, death, illness, like, that's all half the soap operas are about.
No, and there's this other show that I think you guys might have watched, Sarabhai versus Sarabhai. It had Ratna Pathak Shah.
I've heard of that.
And oh, that was amazing. It was very well written, the cat. And like, what was the name of the guy? I used to watch it like, I think every week with my parents back when I was like 5 or 6 years old. And we'd watch it a lot. And yeah, it was great. It was very well written. Monisha, stop being so middle class, was a catchphrase that I think everybody used. Mm-hmm. And it like that was the butt of the joke. The butt of the joke was how elitist the mother-in-law was, and like everybody else loved Monisha. It was very clearly just Ratna Pathak Shah's character's problem. So you know, and then Monisha would also say stupid shit, and that would also be a joke. And you know, it was fine. It was fun. So I think we need more shows like Sarabhai versus Sarabhai, and less shows like Which was the one with Gopi Bahu? What was the name?
I don't remember. I know it's on like Star Plus or something.
Wait, let me just look it up. Gopi Bahu show. Saath Nibhana Saathiya.
Exactly.
Make less shows like Saath Nibhana Saathiya and more shows like Sarabhai versus Sarabhai. Now, yeah, also another...
And Bade Achhe Lagte Hain, please, I kind of miss that show.
Another very interesting thing is, the shows were way more religious now. Like, only did you literally have a channel called Aastha Channel, which is dedicated to the Hindu religion, most long-running serials also have a very strong undertone of Hinduitva. With no decision in the household being taken without a puja for a goddess, or that praying to a god in time of crisis will solve every obstacle that the characters might be facing.
Somehow there's always that one character that God picks on the most. As in like, you know, like gives them everything that they ask for. It's always that one character.
That's the fucking protagonist. They'll pray and then every problem will be solved. And I'm like...
Yeah, because God will be like, oh, you poor child, you've been through so much, let me help.
Yeah.
You know what you can help with? Famine.
See, that's the thing is, I'm sorry, so many issues, right? But God's gonna focus on making sure your rajma chawal is fine.
Yes, essentially.
Instead of like solving world hunger.
I mean, God's in on the
and
drama.
The fucking pandemic.
The shit gets boring.
Ugh, so stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. In an attempt to promote the ideal Hindu family, religion is of primary importance, along with a sari-clad, ghoongat-bound wife, right? The way it finds itself in households today is perhaps because the majority of viewers of such shows are women. Women, due to sexual division of labor, become the decision makers and executors of domestic affairs, but don't really have much agency over these decisions either. Hence, their aspirations of a prosperous yet sanskari family finds its way from the television screens to their homes. So, I remember this one episode of like the Gopi Bahu show where she, where like people found out that she was illiterate, like literally illiterate. She couldn't read or write in any language. Yeah. And so her mother-in-law is like, oh, we'll get you a master, Jay. We'll get you like a tuition. We'll get you a teacher who'll come home and will teach you how to read and write, because you should know how to read and write. The right to education is something every citizen of India has. Also, another interesting thing that I've noticed is a lot of these protagonists, right, come from poor or low, like either lower or lower middle class households and get married into the upper class because they're such
And then, quote unquote, like, a trope is that, like, their background.
Exactly. And how, like, their parents are their parents are embarrassed by the fact that they can't afford the luxuries that her husband's family can. And the class divide is a thing. But it's treated, it's usually portrayed in a very poor way. Like, it's a very surface level portrayal of any class tensions anyways. So, and she keeps, like, and then during her, like, session, during her classes, like, somebody would ring a doorbell or the pressure cooker would let out some steam. And she'd, like, run to fix all these things around the house instead of concentrating on her studies. And so I think by the end of the episode, she, like, decided to not study. Which is like, I don't need to. I'll be a housewife. I'm happy in my role as a housewife. Which is fine, right? Finding fulfillment in your work as a housewife is great. And a homemaker is great. So long as you know how to study. Like, I feel like you should be educated. No, not only
that. I think you had already said this. That, like, unless... Like, it shouldn't feel like that's your only choice. Option. And that's why you're becoming comfortable with it.
Yeah. You should have enough agency on your life where you choose to be a homemaker. It's a noble profession. I get what, you know, I could never do it, but not having any other choice is very limiting and will make you feel like you're trapped in your own life, which
exactly,
nobody should feel like they are. So for a lot of television watchers, specifically such as people in our parents' generation, going from watching TV shows like Bunyad and Malgudi Days to Ye Hai Mohabbate and Ye Rishta Kya Kehlata Hai and almost any other daily soap opera was painful, and which is why they started moving away from television and to OTTs, right?
Yeah.
OTT platforms.
Just a side note, sometimes the sad, lonely, like, bachelor that they end up finding somehow for these shows tends to just be this guy with, like, a beard and, like, who wears just, like, a dress shirt all the time.
Yeah.
Like, but they're not bad looking, I'll be honest. Like, the guy from Ye Hai Mohabbate, like, he wasn't that bad looking.
I don't know what Ye Hai Mohabbate is. All these shows have the same fucking title. They all have the same title. It's crazy.
Honestly, I am so surprised Sunidhi knows so many Hindi soap operas. Like, Tanvi and I know half, like, combined to what Sunidhi does.
Yeah. Honestly.
Which is concerning.
Like, this is the only surprising thing to me in this episode. Damn.
So, there was this show called Diya Aur Baati Hum, where the protagonist, Sandhya Rathi, becomes an IAS officer.
I thought she was in the army. I'm sorry.
No. She becomes an IAS officer, and she's apparently supposed to be like really smart. But her husband's family is extremely orthodox, and her mother-in-law like dictates what she can wear to her interview.
Yeah.
So obviously you have to sit through an interview, right? After you pass the exam, the written test. So you know, while she's going from an interview for the interview, they obviously have a very strict dress code. They're like, you can only wear neutral tones and, you know, nothing too loud, so essentially. Nothing too boisterous. I'm
surprised they even, like, solved a case.
Yeah, and apparently her mother-in-law was like, you need to wear a red sari. So she wears a fucking red sari to her interview and she still becomes an IAS officer. Madness. But
the fucking like stupid like trope that's it. Okay, what was this show? Oh my god, the recent one. It's called fucking Madam Sir. Yeah, it's called Madam Sir. I hate it so much.
What
because
is it?
Basically it's this woman that's like she has a very high post in the precinct or something. And so like everyone calls her Madam Sir.
Oh my god.
Exactly, and it frustrates me so much.
I've never heard of this, Suniti. I am just blown away by your knowledge about
it. I don't even know I know this. Yes, go on,
Tavi. Yeah, so that's basically what I was talking about. Where even when women are, and I hate saying this, but allowed, because yeah, we think that women need to be allowed to work, and oh my god, so progressive, tum apni biwi ko kaam karne de rahe ho. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Right? If you're the kind of person who asks people who have gotten married, a woman who's just gotten married, whether her husband allows her to still go to work, please take a rusted rod and sit on it. Let it enter your rectum. Maybe it'll replace the stick that's so far up your ass that you still live in the fucking 1930s. Suck a dick. It'll do you good.
And with that extremely disturbing mental note,
I don't listen. There is, I mean, first of all, at least be subtle about your very clear sexism and misogyny, right? Be subtle about it.
Okay,
don't
honestly,
just straight up say your husband has authority to tell you not to work anymore. Or tu kaam karegi to ghar ka dhyan kaun rakhega? Fuck off. Wo bhi rakh sakta.
Just do it yourself.
I'm a grown adult. I haven't married a child. He can work as well.
It's no. They don't look for wives. They look for mothers. So
yeah,
know,
exactly.
Just keep
exactly.
that in mind.
I remember seeing this post recently where, it was this like this, yeah, it was this like Reel or TikTok or something where, it's like when he cooks for me, it's these like really well made like gourmet dishes, and then it's like when I cook for him, it's just like she's like. Microwaving like toasties or something like that, like I don't know. And so I go to the comments, right, because I'm thinking like, oh, this will be interesting. And then in the comments, just filled with people being like bro, like that guy should like dump her, like learn to cook, like what the fuck, what are you, a child? But if a guy somehow like does that, right, if it's reverse, somehow that's okay, like somehow that's fine.
No,
like, oh, yeah,
a guy knowing how to cook is like a selling point. You're like, oh
yeah, why is that commendable? He should
like,
know,
fuck you. The chick knows how to cook and that's expected of her. So should a guy. And it doesn't even, like, I'm not even talking about gender roles here. I'm just talking about people being adults. You should know how to cook and clean and, like, do your laundry, because those are basic human skills that everyone should know.
So she's singing like a Megan Thee Stallion song now. Nice. Okay.
Like, you should know how to do these things because you're an adult. You, like, it doesn't matter what gender identity you identify.
I don't cook, I don't clean.
Well, let me tell you how I got this ring.
Nice.
I feel like we should, yeah, have like a show centered around this sentence.
Just
gobble nice. Me, swallow me, drip down the side of me.
No, not that.
How
I
does
said,
she know
I said,
this?
So, I said one sentence. I said I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you how I got this ring. The rest is up for open interpretation. We don't need the whole song. It will not work on
Indian
television.
Spin off.
Every
spin-off is trashy. We're just continuing the trend.
That's right. Yeah, so like the fact that we've gone from Hum Log, which was a show that was initially meant to promote family planning, like it was an incentive by the Indian government to talk about family planning and the importance of the use of contraceptives.
The most progressive we've been in a while.
To now talking about protagonists turning into makhis, I guess, because
yeah.
the actor wanted to leave, so she was like, just, I don't know, fucking turn me into a makhi.
Genetic engineering, Tanvi, that's what we're going for now. This is what India's about, genetic engineering.
Just, not even genetic engineering, just like shapeshifting.
Just jadu.
Just shapeshifting.
Tanvi, you're just a hater. You don't get, Harry Potter and
the intricacies and the nuances.
Yeah.
Of the
you don't
symbolism.
Get it. She was McGonagall's, long lost twin. But she was Indian.
So that was her animagus.
So you okay? So can we just okay? So basically, what Anika is saying is that the soap operas are somehow linked to Harry Potter.
Yes.
All the more reason to boycott them. All the more reason to boycott them. Fuck you.
Which one, Harry Potter or the soap opera?
Both.
Everything. If we were in
everything down
if
together.
Gandhi was a dictator, we would have nothing. She would have banned everything.
DIWW versus T series now.
We stand.
When are we getting when are we making our first diss track?
Imagine we just make random diss tracks now.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm down for it if anyone else likes the idea.
Don't put past Ekta Kapoor to just nitpick at it and being like, oh my integrity.
Oh my god.
Hi to hair con. Like that's all she'd say.
Actually.
Because she said that to PewDiePie. She's like, You look like an intern who works in my Vasai office or something.
Something like that. I wish I was on Twitter at that time. I would have loved it.
Brilliant.
I am still a boomer and do not know how to use Twitter. A lot of people have tried to teach me, but I don't get it.
Just don't get on Twitter, honestly. My recommendation. Yeah. You want to learn how to use Twitter? Don't use it. Simple.
So, in conclusion, basically, during the two... And then, obviously, there were also a lot more mythological dramas that were being launched in the 2000s, like Devo Ke Dev Mahadev, which... to this date has recorded the highest TRPs of any show ever. Basically viewership.
Oh,
okay. TRP means how many people watch it. And they had some 8.2 million people watching a single episode. God. Yeah.
Highest. If it's see, if the mythological dramas are getting so much traction, I get why so many of the other shows are trying to spin their thing off that side.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. So that's so, because there has been in recent years a more blatant rise towards Hindu protectionism because of various factors that we should maybe not get into right now because we won't be able to capture the true nuances of a topic as complicated and as intricate as religion in India.
Religion in the world, not just India.
I was like religion in general, but especially in India, especially given our current political climate. So basically there are four major channels for primetime soap operas in India, which are Star Plus, Colors TV, Zee TV, and Sony Entertainment Television. So my nani is very loyal to Star Plus, and my dadi is very loyal to Colors, or used to be. I don't think dadi and baba have watched a TV show in a decade, but they used to watch Balika Badhu. I remember that, which was literally about child marriage.
Child marriage.
Yeah.
Balika Badhu means a girl child getting married.
Yeah, I remember that bullshit. Oh god.
And it wasn't necessarily portrayed as a bad thing. You make the rest of the decisions.
So many things that's there on the internet, especially Indian media. Most of the time, whenever you call out and I call them out and be like, this is fucked up, or why would you do that, or stop making saying stuff like this, they're just like, oh, it's not that serious, stop taking that seriously, it's just a joke, or it's not that complicated, don't look too much into it. And it's just it's such a problem. So many people hide behind that statement of oh, it's not that serious, stop taking it seriously.
I'm just gonna point out, this is usually guys from 14 to 19 years old having this entire conversation.
This is guys in general.
I haven't spoken to a lot of people outside of this age range for a long time. So, generally it's I was just kidding. Oh my god, can't you take a joke?
I feel older people also tend to err on the same side where they're you're being dramatic. And we're this dude's literally beating up his wife. I don't think I'm being dramatic. And they're so Kabir Singh was a problem.
Definitely. The amount of guys in our class were have you seen this? No, I do not wish to watch this. Thank you.
No, and the problem isn't the fact that, you know, they're showing characters who are awful. That's fine. The problem is the fact that they're not painting it as somebody being awful. And a country, in a country like
something
India,
forgivable.
Where Bollywood is, or at least for a long time was, held to such a high esteem that there was literally a dude in Australia who was stalking a girl, right? And he said that he did it because Bollywood movies like romanticized it and he thought he was being romantic. And he fucking won his case.
Okay. See, that's more of his problem. Like, I'm not going to blame Indian TV for it.
No.
But at the same time, that's just messed up. That's
it's
messed up.
So, which is why you need to be more careful about the kinds of films you make. I like Anurag Kashyap films, right? Gangs of Wasseypur is a very good movie. But the thing is, none of them are painted as aspirational characters. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Is you can't make, or you know, I think nobody adapts Shakespeare to an Indian setting as well as Vishal Bharadwaj does. And Omkara is a very violent film because it's based on, you guessed it, Othello. Right? And people kill, like, in that they're literally like dacoits who loot and pillage and plunder and kill. But you aren't supposed to want to become like them. Kabir Singh, on the other hand, was an aspirational character. He was meant to be somebody everybody wanted to emulate. He was written in such a way. And the fact that he beat people up and treated
like an
people
Indian,
horribly.
Like media.
And, yeah.
In Indian media, like, you see a lot of stuff of like, oh, if you don't give up and keep pursuing, keep forcing, and like a no means yes, basically, and it's just like her being difficult, then that's just like a lot of these young guys, like that's just what they look at, and they're just like, okay, yeah, that seems about right, and he ends up getting the girl as it is. Let me do the same thing. What does that result to? Guy randomly throwing acid on your face. Like, it's just so many terrible things come out of it. It's unnecessary. And wow, we really plunged down from where we were at and now where we're at.
So, guys, I have one more question that I'd really like both of your guys' perspective on. Do you think water is wet?
See, from what Ekta Kapoor is telling us...